Blog Talk Radio.
You got a mic over there? You got a mic over here? This is what people have been doing all the time. People have been doing this. Okay, so, I told you to be prepared now. You're going to be doing this yourself, not me.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Seedwell. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
We're live right now on Yahweh's radio on the Feast of Dedication. Right now, this is Brother Nehemiah, up-and-coming teacher at Camp 1. As a tribe of Judah, of Seed Royal, Hallelujah, Yahweh. And right now, we want to read our disclaimer to let everybody know what the work of the true Israel is all about. We are a peaceful and nonviolent ministry. We're live on Facebook Live. We're live on YouTube. We are a peaceful and nonviolent ministry. We are the voices of the true Israelites. We're not affiliated with any other group. If they say we, the voices of the true Israelites, the fiction on their camp, are with them, they are a liar from the pit of hell. We're not anti-anybody or affiliated with any other organization or group. We are the lead tribe, the tribe of Judah, and we teach the covenant of YHWH and YHWH only. Our mission is to wake up the 12 tribes of Israel that is scattered among the four corners of the earth. We only teach YHWH covenant. We don't teach the polluted titles Lord God, Jesus, Allah, Jehovah, see Ezra chapter 2 and verse 62, and breaking down the truth of YHWH word. Hallelujah. If a person desires to be a teacher or a reader, he must be bold. In 1 Ezra chapter 8 and verse 3, it says, this Ezra went up from Babylon as a scribe, being very ready in the law of Moses that was given by the Yahweh of Israel. Person desires to be a teacher or a reader, he must be inspired, which means represent something that compels an individual to take action, encourage, reinforce, stimulate. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The requirements to be a teacher or a reader must be bold, and he must be motivational, able to make someone enthusiastic about something that process that initiates, guides, and maintains goal-oriented behavior. John chapter 3 and verse 11. Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. Hallelujah. So we're going to start off with Luke chapter 12 and verse 12. And it says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. The righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. He's the one that will give us the words to say when we need to say it. In John chapter 14 and 26, it says, but the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall teach you all things. He shall bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The righteous spirit, his job is to comfort us, to bring everything to our remembrance, and he only brings out what we put in. And you want to understand that the word in Yahweh or YHWH is saying, the righteous spirit will give you that understanding of what you are reading and what you need to say when you need to say it. He's the one that does the talking, not me and not everyone else. The righteous spirit. Hallelujah. So we're celebrating the feast of dedication, which is a high day. We do not celebrate Christmas. We do not celebrate these other pagan holidays. I know some are going to celebrate that, and some are not going to celebrate it. We just don't celebrate that. Now, I remember I used to do that because I didn't know. And he said in John chapter 8 and verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The righteous spirit will give you the truth. Who is the truth? One may ask. John chapter 14 and verse 6. That's why the Son says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, Yahweh the Father, but by Yahweh the Son. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh the Son is the truth. And he will give you the words you need to say when you need to say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, Mother, can you give me 1 Maccabees chapter 4?
And you got our daughter Yahweh. She ready to help you out. She's on stage.
Hallelujah.
Meet and greet her. Daughter Yahweh.
Daughter Yahweh.
Yahweh be with you, Royal.
Yahweh be with you, C. Royal. Daughter Yahweh. That was in my ears, Royal. Yahweh be with you there, C. Royal.
First
Maccabees chapter 4. Starting at 40.
First Maccabees chapter 4, starting at verse 40. And fall down flat to the ground, upon their face, and blew an alarm with a trumpet, and cried toward heaven. 41. And Judas anointed certain men to fight against those that were in the fortress until he had cleaned the temple. 42. So he chose first a blameless conversation such as had pleasure in the law. 43. Who cleaned the temple and bear out the defiled stone into a unclean place. 44. And when as they consulted what to do with the altar of the offering, which was profane. Verse 45. They thought it best to pull it down, lest it should be a reproach to them, because the nation he saw in his fast had defiled it. Wherefore they pulled it down. Verse 46. And laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place until there should go, if there should come a seal to show what should be done with him. 47. Then they took hold stones according to law and built a new altar according to the former. 48. And made up the temple and the things that were within the temple and hallowed the court. 49. They made also do righteous things, vessels. And into the temple they brought the candlestick and the altar of their offering and of incense and the table. 50. And upon the altar they burned incense, and the lamp that were upon the candlestick they lit, that they might give light in the temple. Verse 51. Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table and spread it after them and furnished all the works all the works which they had began to make. 52. Now on the 25th day of the ninth month, which is called the month Kislev, and the 148th year, they rose up betime in the morning. 53. And offered sacrifice according to the law, upon the new altar of their offering, which they had made. 54. Look at what time and what day the nation He saw his five son had profaned it. Even in that was it dedicated with song and singing and hearts and symbols.
Hallelujah. So we know that tomorrow is December 25th. The world is celebrating Christmas. But on the on the 5th and 20th day on the month of Kislev and the Hebrew calendar, that December 25th, that's the day of we celebrate the Feast of Dedication. It doesn't say nothing about Christmas. You will not see Christmas, celebrating Christmas in the Bible. We celebrate the Feast of Dedication on the 25th when the sun went down, starting tonight, which is the new day, according to the Hebrew calendar, we celebrate the Feast of the Feast of Dedication. Mm-hmm. And you know who else celebrates the Feast of Dedication? Yahweh the Son. In John chapter 10, verses 22 and 23. It says, and it was at Yata Judah, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. What season that we in now? Winter. So Yahweh the Son was in the temple on the Feast of Dedication, celebrating the Feast of Dedication. He was teaching in the temple in the winter time, in winter. And it says in verse 23, and Yahweh the Son walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. So he was in the temple on the feast day, the Feast of Dedication. Hallelujah. Brother, can you read me Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 4 or 5, please? Jeremiah chapter 10. Verses 1 through 4.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. Hear you the word which Yahweh spake unto you, O family of Israel. Verse 2. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the way of the nations either, and be not dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the nations and heathen are dismayed at them. Verse 3. For the custom of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hand of the workman with the axe. Verse 4. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with a hammer that is moving.
Yahweh is saying, hear the word which the seer Jeremiah. Hear the word which the Yahweh speak unto you, O family of Israel. 2. Thus says the Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen or the nation. Mean, don't be celebrating these pagan holidays.
Don't be doing the things that are contrary to what he said in his word. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen or nation are dismayed at them. For the custom of three of the people are vain. For one cutteth the tree out of a forest, the work of the hand of the workman with the axe. So when they cut a tree down, a live tree, they're talking about the Christmas tree. And people don't realize the history of Christmas and what it really means. It is not a jolly good time. Yahuwah has high days in here that we're supposed to celebrate. We're not supposed to celebrate what the other nations are doing. We're supposed to do what he said. And that's why we wind up getting in trouble, is because we didn't hearken, we didn't listen to the voice of the Yahuwah. We didn't obey his laws, statutes, and commandments. We wanted to do our own thing. Well, like Frank Sinatra said, he did it his way. Well, we can't do what we want to do when we want to do it. Because we have to obey him. And he says that in John chapter 14 and verse 15. He says that. No, yes, in 15. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we love him, we have to keep his commandments. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. He wants us to keep his commandments. But how do we show that we love him? 2 John chapter 1 and verse 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is a commandment, not a suggestion, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in. So what other ways, Mother, can we show Yahuwah that we love him?
He's on one way, and that's he said, keep his commandments, his law.
Mother, can you give me Amos chapter 3, verses 1 and 2? Amos chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
Amos chapter 3, 1
and 2. Hallelujah, what?
Amos chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your
So Amos is saying, the seer is saying, hear this word that the Yahuwah has spoken against you, O family of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt. We know what that word Egypt means. It means bondage or Mizraim. Saying, verse 2,
You only have I known all the families of the earth. He only knows Israel and Israel only. He don't know the other 17 nations. He only knows Israel.
Then read that. Please, brother. Most of Israel, give me Joel 2, 27 and 28. The precept that was above Nehemiah. I'm probably coming to you down the table and precept that. And precept that. Joel 2, 27 and 28. Well, I'm glad that now, brother, if I'm glad, well,
Facebook, and we live on YouTube. Tribe of Yada, see Israel.
Right now,
we're live on Facebook Live under the name of See Israel. We're live on YouTube under Yada. YHDH.
Keep talking.
Joel chapter 2, 27 and 28, brother.
Joel chapter 2, verses 27 and 28. All right, 27. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
For he was born spirit out of all spirits, according to verse 27. What all the spirits he talking about? Read that again, verse 27.
Read that verse again, 27 again.
Joel 2:27.
This is good.
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
I'm in the midst of Israel, 12 tribes, bread.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
And I'm the 12 tribes, Yahweh, go ahead.
And none else.
And how many else?
None else.
And none else, watch this now.
And my people.
So my people, just the 12 tribes of Israel, what Brother Nehemiah was reading, 3 verse 1 and 2, bread. Amos, bread.
Shall never be ashamed.
Will never be ashamed. So we talk about the children of Israel. You got a great legacy in the Almighty once you turn back to the Almighty, back to Brother Nehemiah.
Yeah, well.
So we know that the YHWH is only for the 12 tribes of Israel and none else.
If you're not calling on the name YHWH, then he don't know you.
Well, he don't know him, I should say. He knows you, but you don't know him.
And you have to call on his name. If you Google YHWH, there's a word that's going to be on there called tetragrammaton. And that simply means YHWH. We have to call on that name, YHWH. Not Lord, not God, not Jesus. Those are polluted titles. Those both are not his name. Yeshua is not his name. Jehovah is not his name. Never was his name. His name is YHWH and YHWH the Son. Hallelujah.
Give me Acts 4, verse 12. Let's precept that. Acts 4, verse 12. Most dear of Israel, precept that. Acts
4, verse 12, the chief speaker of the nation, or the nation of Israel, on Brother Nehemiah with that precept. 4:12, bring it, of Acts.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
One sixteen thirteen of the book called Psalms, mother. They find with that one name, you're gonna come from heaven and tell David what that salvation one name is. 1:16:13 Psalms.
Psalms 1:16:13
They're gonna tell about that one name.
Psalms 1:16:13 I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh, YHWH.
Four letters, YHWH. Back to Brother Nehemiah.
So we know that salvation comes from calling on the name YHWH. There's no other name that we can call on, only YHWH. Hallelujah. What? In Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. I like to read that. And it says, he showeth his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto who? Israel. Verse 20. He has not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Yahweh. So he showeth his word unto Israel and his judgment unto who? Israel. Verse 20. He has not dealt so with any nation. Some other 17 nations, he ain't dealing with them. Only nation that he's dealing with is who? Israel.
And now let's precept that. Now let's precept that. Hey, Mother Rocky, Psalm chapter 50. Let's read that verse 16 and 17. This is the reason why he haven't dealt with any other nation besides the one nation called Israel. Here go your precept, Brother Nehemiah, up and come and teach you. The 50th chapter, verse 16 and 17, the book of Psalms, no, Mother.
Psalms chapter 50, verse 16 and 17.
Read.
But unto the wicked, Yahweh said, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in your mouth. 17. Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind you.
Thank you.
Hello, Yahuwah. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, and verses 9 through 11, it says, remember the former things of old, for I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall not stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Verse 11, calling a ravening bird from the east, the man that... Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. So he wants us to remember the former things of old, for I am Yahuwah, and there is none else. I am Yahuwah, and there is none like me. Hallelujah. We know that salvation comes by calling on the name, calling on the four letters, and salvation is only for Israel. I know that people say that in John 3:16, that they also say these words, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Well, who is the world that he's talking about? I used to think that that was everybody. When I came into this truth and I found out that world that he's talking about is not everybody. And it's not. Isaiah 45:17, let's read that for the national audience.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, read. But Israel shall be saved in Yahuwah with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Israel.
So we know that, and we've read it, The son was in the temple teaching on. We know that in the Hebrew calendar, that the month of Kislev is December. And they came together in the temple for the feast of dedication on the 25th day, on the 25th day of the month of December for Kislev. Which is the ninth month. Hallelujah. I want us to look at Psalms 119. Verses 99 through 104. Can you read that, Mother? Psalm 119.
99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thou testimonies are my meditation. Verse 100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thou precepts. 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. 102. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. 104. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Hallelujah. So it's only through the precepts of Yahweh's word that we get what? Understanding. In Isaiah chapter 28, verses 10 and then verse 13. I'll read that. It says, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Verse 13. But the word of the Yahweh was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. So you just can't read one verse and get an understanding out of that one verse. The years ago, they had another word out. It wasn't called precept. They wasn't called precept. It was called cross-reference. And now we have to learn how to precept this word, because if we don't precept this word, it's considered what in Psalms 119:104? A false way. So once we precept his word, then the righteous spirit going to tell you, you can go here, you can go there, you should go here. No, I'll go back over there. No, I'll go over here. He'll tell you exactly where we have to go and what we should say in that same hour.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. in the book of Sirach, chapter 45 and verse 17.
Sirach, chapter 45, verse 17, reads, He gave unto him his commandments and also authority in the statutes of judgment, that he should teach Israel the testimony and inform Israel in his law.
He gave unto him his commandments. Who were the commandments given to?
Israel.
And authority in the statutes of judgment, that he should teach Israel the testimonies and inform Israel in his law. So the laws were only written to the 12 tribes of Israel. No other nation has the laws and statutes and commandments. He only commanded Israel. So you can read that at is in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 1. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 1.
Did you read that Deuteronomy
1-1? Yes,
ma'am. Deuteronomy 1-1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel on this side of Jordan.
Hallelujah.
And the wilderness and the plain over against the Red Sea between Aram and and leaving the band.
All right. Hallelujah.
Verse 7.
Psalms 147, verses 19 and 20. He showed his word unto Israel, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. 20. He has not dealt so with any nation. As for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye the Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Right there, you better praise you some Yahuwah. They don't know no Yahuwah and his law.
Yahuwah.
But he also said something in Psalms 103, verse number 7. Let's get a story for you, Sarah.
Psalms 103 and verse 7. He made known his way unto Moses, his act unto the children or family of Israel.
Hallelujah. So he said, out of all the 18 nations on the earth, only talk to that 18 nations, which is 12 tribes of Israel.
Hallelujah.
I ain't dealing with you other nations. Because he made a statement about them, Brother Nehemiah. He made a statement about them other nations in the book of Isaiah. Right? He said something in the book of Isaiah chapter 45. Pick it up at verse number 10. This is Nehemiah. I know you probably bought that out earlier, huh?
I did.
do is get this thing down pat.
Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
So he said you got to have precept. So he said you must precept your body. He said you must precept your body. So the command is given to the 12 tribes of Israel to precept their body. Now, let's go to the book of Psalms. I need some of the Psalms 119. Pick it up at verse 99. Mother D.F. Big prayer down to
104.
Oh, hallelujah. We heard the righteous act, Brother Nehemiah. These, all these things will keep coming around.
It all written, brother. Let Psalms ring out.
That's the point I'm trying to make. What do you say in five, the book of Judges 5, verse number 11. What do you say you're doing right now? So you go, the thing is going to come back around, and it's going to come around two, three times, four, five times. It's a repetitive. But what do you say, Brother Nehemiah, in the book of Judges chapter 5, verse number 11?
Judges chapter 5 and verse 11.
What do you say?
They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the place of drawing water, they shall, there shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Yahweh.
So what are we doing right now?
Rehearsing the righteous acts of the Yahweh.
You gotta rehearse the righteous acts of the Yahweh. So you gonna hear these things come out by all the teachers, all the elders, even the seers. And it's going to be passed down when they get to them houses, from them fathers down to the mothers, down to them children. Yeah. All these right. Give me a precept, Brother Nehemiah. Give me, I need something out of First Samuel. Give me First Samuel chapter 12, verse number 7. Yeah, First Samuel 12, verse number 7. Let's get a precept on the table on that. See, that's a game changer when you know how to precept your Bible. Because then nobody can say that you're not precepting, because it was a command to give it to you that you must precept your Bible. So if you, once you start precepting your Bible, Mother D.F. Israel is going to tell us what happened after Brother Nehemiah gets to read you this First Samuel.
First Samuel chapter 12 and verse 7. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Yahweh of all the righteous acts of the Yahweh, which he did to you and to your fathers.
And what do you mean when he say all the righteous acts? What is the biblical definition for all the righteous acts, Brother Nehemiah? What's the biblical definition for the righteous? The righteous acts. What are you talking about? What are we going to go read?
Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 25.
Bring it out.
Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh, our Yahweh, as he has commanded us.
So he's talking about the first five books of the Bible. That's what he's talking about. Rehearse the first five books of the Bible. And when you do it, you got to make sure you do it as a First Samuel chapter 17. And Brother Nehemiah, and pick it up at verse number, there was somebody that did some rehearsing the rights of that in verse 31. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 31. What are they talking about?
First Samuel 17 and 31. And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him.
You got to make sure you're doing some rehearsing the righteous act. That's what we're doing right now. We're rehearsing the righteous act. So when you hear us come back, and we all will be coming back, going over these things as a reminder. As a reminder.
So now you, and that, when you're doing a repetitive, it helps you remember. So now you know where to get the precepts from. Now, who was holding something for me? Somebody was going somewhere. Oh, Psalms. Mother D.F. Israel. Psalms 119:99-104.
Psalms 119:99-104. 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimony are my meditation. 100. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep thy precepts. 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. 102. I have not departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. 103. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. 104. Through thy precept I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way.
So he said through your precepts you get what, Mother D.F. Israel?
Understanding.
If you want to understand this Bible, you got to know how to precept your Bible. If you're not precepting your Bible, then he said you're doing what?
A false way.
Because remember, it was a commandment for us to precept the Bible. So you got to catch that big old word in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10. You got to catch that big old word right there and be very detailed with that word, because it was command that you must precept your Bible. So now let's go back around and let's give you some Luke chapter 12, verse number 12, Brother Nehemiah.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
And we at BLTTY, we believe that as the minister of righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you are to say. And Mother D.F. Israel, give me the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and verse number 20. The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19 and verse number 20.
Matthew chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Verse 19. For when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. Verse 20. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Hallelujah. So it's the Spirit, which is Proverbs 1:23. Brother Nehemiah, how they waiting on me? He says, the Spirit of your Father which speaketh into you. What is the Spirit of the Father that he's talking about that's going to be doing the talk? Let's precept our Bible. Let's go get the precept and find out what is this Spirit. And then Mother D.F. Israel, I need some help here. In the book of St. John, he said something. Make that chapter 6 and pick it up somewhere around roughly 63.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What you got for me, Brother Nehemiah?
Proverbs 1:23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, I will make known my words unto you.
So when he said, that it's the Spirit that's going to be doing the talking, what is he talking about there, Brother Nehemiah? Break that down for
me. He's talking about the Word.
It's the Word, this book, going to be doing the talking. That's what's going to be doing the talking. Give me a precept, Mother D.F. Israel, again. I need some out of Peter, Brother Nehemiah.
John 6:63. It is the Spirit righteousness. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Hallelujah. Well, I said, you want you some life, he said, you better get you some words. That's what he tells you. You want you some life, you got to get you some words. You want you some spirit, he said, you got to get you some words. Then he told us something in the book. And remember, he said, when you're speaking, he said something about you got to speak, God, Brother Nehemiah. I need something out of here.
Verse Peter 4:11. Well, 11.
Is that what you need?
Well, make it 10 and 11.
Yeah, 4. First
Peter 4:10 and 11.
Hallelujah.
As every man has received a gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles or the word of Yahuwah. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah giveth. That Yahuwah in all things may be glorified through Yahuwah the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah.
You better be able to give him some hallelujah. Because he said, you doing some speaking. He said, you have to. The only way you can do the speaking is according to this word. Is that what he said there, Brother Nehemiah? I get hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the only way you can speak, it got to come from this book. You make your example come from the book, and you can put a little bit on it. You understand? Talk about it a little bit, but you want to get your examples coming from this book by precept, and let the book go back and do the talk. Like a case in point, what do you say, Mother D.F. Israel, in the Book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse number 11? See, when you get to speaking about the word of Yahuwah, it's something that's taking place. In the book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 11. It's a case in point, but you're going to let the book do the talking. Now, what the book says, when you're speaking according to the word of Yahuwah, what are you doing according to the book of Psalms, chapter 68, verse 11?
Psalm 68, verse 11. Yahuwah gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it.
So you guys, you're publishing the word. See, when you get to speaking the word of Yahuwah, you're publishing in the word. Remember, he said Yahuwah gave the word, and we know he gave it to his brother Nehemiah, up and coming teacher. He bought that out in Grand South, and then gave it to the children of Israel. So he gave the word, and we know the children of Israel got the word. But he said, what's that big old word he said out? Once he gave the word, he said, it's something, it's a word right there.
Great was the company of those that published it.
So he said, great was the company of those that published it. So he said, you got a great going on with you when you get to publishing the word of the Yahuwah. But let me see, I want to see who. Let me see if we can put a little twist on this thing here, Martin D.F. Israel. It was somebody that he said, remember, he said they was great, right? Now, it's something I want to read and see if it will come back to my mind, because it was something he said about that word, great. Hold on, it got to come back to me because it just got away from me. It's somebody in the book of Deuteronomy called great. And I want to say, pick it up around chapter 4, is it 4, I need? Let me take a peep over there, because remember he said, great are those who publish this word of some Yahuwah. Then we're going to come back and talk about a little bit more than Mother Nations about that spit, because I ain't getting away from that at all. But it was something that was said about, and it got away from it. How did they just get away from it? It went in and it went out, so I saw it, and then it got away from me, but everything will come back to me. It's something I need that he called them great. He called them great. There we go. Yeah, chapter 4, Brother Nehemiah. Make that chapter 4, Brother Nehemiah, and pick it up at verse 1, and then pick it up at verse number 5. Down to verse number 8.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1, then 5 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you, for to do them, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Yahuwah of your father giveth you.
Now who are you speaking to again?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Hallelujah. Wow. Pick it up at verse number 5. What do you say to him?
Verse 5. Behold, I have taught you the statutes and judgment,
mm-hmm.
even as the Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, commanded me.
That's right.
That you should do so in the land whether ye go to possess it. Verse 6. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom.
This is your what?
Your wisdom.
Okay, what else it is?
And your understanding.
And it's your understanding.
In the sight of the nation.
Oh, so Mr. and Mrs. Israelite, your law is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nation. The 18 nations is the one that has the wisdom and the understanding, which is the law. And that is, what he said is, he said, that's what your sight of in the other nations is. What else he say it is?
Which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
But when you're doing the five books of the Bible, when you're doing you some law, when you're doing you the from Genesis all the way down to Revelation, what the other nations gonna say about you?
Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
That's the only way you can be great. That's the see, remember, he said when you Yahweh gave the word, and we know he gave it to the 12 tribes of Israel, and he said, you great when you publish him. You see what's going on? Now he letting you know, he say, but your greatness comes from this. This is the only way the 12 tribes of Israel can be great again when we start getting order and doing this book. Other than that, ain't nothing else happening. Let's see what else he said.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
For what nation is there so great who has Yahuwah so nigh unto them as the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is in all things that we call upon him for?
But read that again. Did you see something now? Hold on. Why we think that the other nations are great? You see what's going on, Dan? Did you see something here? Everybody else look at these other nations out of 12 tribes of Israel. We look at all other nations as being great. But we can't look at ourselves as being great. Now I can see why, because we gotta do the book. If you're not doing the book, you're going to look at the other nations as great. But when you get back into your book, what did he say in verse number 7?
Verse 7. For what nation is there so great?
That means out of 18 nations of the earth, the 18 nations, the Israelites, he let you know. He said, you're the one that's great. But he said, but what other nations is great? What other nations is great? What does he say about them?
But who has Yahuwah so nigh unto them?
Who has Yahuwah nigh unto them? Who is it? The 12 tribes of Israel. We got the four letters, Y-H-W-H. They don't have it. What does he say about
it? So nigh unto them as the Yahuwah, our Yahuwah, is in all things that we call upon him for.
Continue to read.
Verse 8. For what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day?
So the one thing you're talking about that is great is the one that knows the laws. But you gotta have a name under your belt. It's very important you know that you have to have the name under your belt. But you know what? What do you say about this name, Brother Nehemiah? And then we go touch it on something to get back where you was on, try something to speak today. Hold on, before we go there, Brother D.F. Israel, he was holding something for me in the book of Isaiah. He's going to 40, 15 down to 17, right? Well, I need you to come back to where you was at, Brother Ed. I mean, Brother Nehemiah. I need to go back to the second book, second Ezra, and pick it up where you left off at. Where you left, what you picked up at verse 56. You did verse 56. All right, read 56 again.
Second Ezra chapter 6 and verse 56. And as for the other people which also come of Adam, thou hast said that they are nothing, but be like unto spittle, and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel.
Now we go precept verse 56, but before we go there, I want to precept verse 54, because we precept verse 56 about which one was the world in? Was it 56 or 50?
45, 17. That was 54.
That was 54. We talking about the world?
Oh, we got one.
Okay, but he also, read 54 for me one more time. It's something I want to pull out of there.
Verse 54. And after these, Adam also, whom thou madest Yahuwah of all thy creatures, of him come we all, and the people also whom thou hast chosen.
What's going on in that verse? What's going on in that verse? Let's talk about a little bit.
Well, we know that through Adam,
mm-hmm.
all the people of the earth came through him.
Mm-hmm.
And whom he made Yahuwah of all thy creatures. He
okay.
was the only one that was named all the creatures, all the animals.
Okay, but what was that big old word he said Adam is?
A Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Okay, keep going.
Of all thy creatures,
mm-hmm.
of him come we all.
Right. And let's see what he said now. Here come we all, okay,
and the people also whom thou hast chosen.
So what just happened right there in the last two lines? What he just do right there? He made a distinction between everybody else on the earth and the people he had chosen.
See,
if you notice how he came off, he let you know that, yeah, I created everything on the earth, but also I want to let you know as a chosen people on the earth. And chosen people on the earth is a Mother D.F. Israel, Isaiah 44, verse 1.
Isaiah 44, verse 1, read. Yet now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen.
So the people he's talking about is the chosen people on the earth. Who, what's the name again, Mother D.F. Israel?
Israel.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Wow. So we want to make it known to the national audience and everybody listening all over the whole known world. Let me give me a precept, Mother D.F. Israel. Give me chapter 41. Pick it up at verse number 8.
Isaiah 41, verse 8. Read, but thou, Israel, are my servants, Israel, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend.
So Israel is servants. We also let it be known that Israel is the one he had chose. That's who he chose the people. Let me see my mother. Hallelujah, bro. All right, so now to come back to you, Brother Nehemiah, I just wanted to hit that verse 54 real fast. I ain't going to get past it. But let's touch on
verse
54. We're on our way there still. Verse 55. All this have I spoken before thee, O Yahweh, because thou madest the world for our sakes. 56. And as for the other people, which also come of Adam, thou hast said, they are nothing, but be like unto spittle, and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel. 57. And now, O Yahweh, behold, these heathen or nation, which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be Yahweh's over us and to devour us. 58. But we thy people, whom thou hast called thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy fragrant lover, are given into their hands. 59. If the world now be made for our sakes, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
Why so long? Read that mother 59, 1 down to verse 5. This is the reason why you ain't not dealing with Isaiah 59, 1 down to verse 5, precept mother, D.F. Israel, bring it. Why are you keeping our back? 59, 1 through 5, give us down.
Okay. Isaiah 59, 1 through 5. Verse 1. Behold, Yahweh's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ears heavy that it cannot hear. Verse 2. But your sins have separated between you and your Yahweh, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with sin. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversities. Verse 4. None calls for justice, nor any plea for truth. Thou trusted in vanity and speak lies. Thou conceive mischief and bring forth sin. Verse 5. Thou hast cockatrice egg and woven the spider web. He that eateth of their eggs
If you eat they eggs with they word, mean you gonna die spiritually in your brain like your kids on this special audition that night. That's that lead teacher, come on.
Hallelujah. Wow. All right, Father D.F. Israel. Let's get on, let's go to the book of Maccabees. And, let's go to the book of Maccabees and pick it up in chapter 4. Start at verse 46 down to 50. And Brother Nehemiah, I need you to pick it up at verse 51. First Maccabees 4.
First Maccabees chapter 4. Verse 46, is that?
Pick it up at verse 46.
First Maccabees chapter 4, verse 46 to 50. Is that what you said?
Yeah, make it
46
down to 51.
51. First Maccabees chapter 4, 46 to 51. 46, read. And laid up the stone in the mountain of the temple in a convenient place until there should come a seal to show what should be done with them. 47. Then they took whole stones according to the law and built a new altar according to the former. 48. And made up the temple and the things that were within the temple and hallowed the court. 49. They made also new righteous vessels. And into the temple they brought the candlestick and the altar of burnt offering and of incense and the table. 50. And upon the altar they burnt incense and the lamp that were upon the candlestick. They lit it that they might give light in the temple. 51. Furthermore, they set the loaves upon the table and spread out the veil and finished all the work which they had began to make.
Hallelujah. So they get this. So what's going on here right now is that we see them working on the temple, right? And as they're working on the temple, they preparing everything to get everything in order. But before they was able to get anything going, they had to follow the order thing and go and talk and wait on the seer to show what's supposed to be done. So they had to first get into the order thing. Then once they got into the order thing, straightening out the building of the temple. What time this was, Brother Nehemiah? What time this was in the book of First Maccabees, chapter 4, pick it up at verse 52.
First Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 52. Now on the 520th day of the ninth month, which is called the month of Kislev, in the 148th year, they rose up three times in the morning.
Continue
to read. 53. And offer sacrifice according to the law upon the new altar, a burnt offering which they had made. 54. Look at what time and what day the nation had profaned it, even in that it was dedicated with songs and citherns and harps and cymbals. 55. And all the people fell upon their faces, worshiping and praising the Yahweh of heaven, who have given them good success. 56. And so they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sacrificed the sacrifice of deliverance and praise. 57. They decked also the forefront of the temple with crowns of gold and with shields and the gates of and their chambers. They renewed and hung doors upon them. 58. Thus was there very great gladness among the people, for the reproach of the heathen, the nation, was put away. 59. Moreover, Judas and his brethren and the whole congregation of Israel ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days, from the 520th day of the month of Kislev, with myrrh and gladness.
And that day was around about 148 B.C. So it got no correlation with what you call what we're doing now, Christmas, because when that was put together, the children of Esau and other nations, they were still off in caves. So this don't smell nothing like no Christmas because they had dedication going since about 148 B.C. after taking down Esau and his five sons. So sometimes you have camels be saying, that it seems like to me you keep it Christmas. No, no, no. Christmas is what you call from Nimrod. And this right here was before the children of Esau came out of their cave. Matter of fact, Christmas came from Nimrod anyway. That's Nimrod's birthday you celebrate. You celebrate a deliverance from us up under the other nations led by the five sons of Esau, translated daily as the white man and the white woman. That's the lead teaching.
Now go back and read me the, and pull out that calendar again that reminds the national audience what day this is. Then we go put down when this day starts. For
the
amount.
The 25th.
First read 62 again.
First Maccabees chapter 4 and verse 52. Now on the 25th day of the ninth month, which is called the month of Kislev, in 148th year, they rose up betimes in the morning. In the Hebrew calendar, the ninth month is considered.
That was 52.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I break it down. Yeah. Point off.
In the Hebrew calendar, the ninth month is considered as the month of December. But in the Hebrew calendar, it's called Chisley. The ninth month is called Chisley, which is December, on the 25th. December 25th is not Christmas celebration. It's the day of the feast of dedication.
Hallelujah. Wow. And what was going on in the book of
now, they were keeping the feast of dedication in the month of December, right? December 25th, which is Kislev, the 25th day, and it was roughly around 148 B.C. But who else that we can read, Brother Nehemiah, in the book of St. John, chapter 10, verse 22
and 23.
And yeah, hallelujah, for
John chapter 10 and verse 22 and 23. And it was at Judah, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. 23. And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple on Solomon's porch.
So where Yahweh was at?
Yahweh the Son was in the temple.
On what day?
The feast of dedication.
Hallelujah. Wow. What's the day?
The feast of dedication.
And where are you supposed to be at on the feast of dedication?
In the temple.
So, what did he say in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21? Well, maybe 21 and 22.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 and 21.
No, 20 and 20. Make that 21 and 22.
21 and 22. For even hereunto were you called, because Yahweh the Son also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. So the man that did no sinning and had no deceit, he say, what we got to do again? Verse 21.
Follow his steps.
Follow his steps. That means if Yahweh the Son was in a temple keeping a feast day of Yahweh, that means, because you got to remember, y'all got other camps that say, hey, you don't have to keep no feast of dedication. No one command us to keep no feast of dedication, but go to First Maccabees and find out what he say In 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 25, Mother D.F. Israel. See, they tell you ain't got to keep no feast of dedication, but Yahuwah the Son was there keeping the feast of dedication. And we can read about that, and it told you got to follow his steps. It was something that was said, too. And we know Yahuwah the Son had kept the feast of dedication. What? Who took care of this business? Yeah, make that verse 20. Yeah, make that verse 25.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 25. Thus Israel had a great deliverance that day.
Hallelujah. Well, see, you got to remember, Israel had a great deliverance that day. It just wasn't no ordinary, it's not no regular ordinary day. Now, I say it was a great deliverance on that day. And then, as a matter of fact, Mother T.F. Israel, I need you to read something. What it looked like in verse number 6.
What's it?
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse number 6. Wait, they might say, hey, this ain't the 25th. The 25th, that was starting to 12 o'clock at midnight. Let's read the Mother D.F. Israel.
Deuteronomy 6.
16, verse number 6.
16. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6. Deuteronomy 16, verse 6. But at the place which your Yahuwah shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice, said
the beast.
The feast at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt.
So Yahweh said, you got the feast at what time of the day?
At eve, at the going down of the sun.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So that's when you got to keep the feast day at evening, at the going down of the sun. So you just don't keep the feast day at the at 12 o'clock midnight. You got to keep the feast day the way Yahuwah set that thing up. So let me see, can I pull something out? I need something else, Mother D.F. Israel was there. I need something. Let me see if I'm not mistaken. The thing is there in the book of Mark. Sit down and pull something out about D.F. Israel, because he said he gave you an idea of what it looked like, right? But I need some help about D.F. Israel. I'm struggling right now. And it's something in the book of Mark. And if it ain't in Mark, it must be a...
The
time
itself.
Let me pick it up there. Just got down and read. I need a, yeah, I need to know what that looks like on the D.F. Israel. He said something else, but in the meantime, give me Mark 16, verse number 1.
Mark 16, verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James. Mother James and had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. Verse 2. And very early in the morning, the rising of the sun.
Okay, now I need something else. I need something else. Give me St. John chapter 20, verse.
I need to know what that
what it looked like when the sun go down. I need, it's the one word I'm looking for. It's just, I need it in St. John chapter 20, verse 1.
St. John chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark.
When it was yet what?
Dark.
So when the sun went down, and they called it early in the morning, it was yet what?
Dark.
See, that's your, when the evening, see, we keep the feast day from the sundown to sundown. See, we don't start it on man's time on 12 o'clock at midnight. It starts from sundown to sundown. And then when you do feast day, he said, there's something else that gotta go on when you keep the feast day, Mother D.F. Israel. What you say, Mother D.F. Israel? Wait, you want to pull that out? No. It's something else. It's something that gotta be there that in the book of Deuteronomy, verse number 11. Oh, 16, verse number 11. Same book, same chapter. Pick it up at verse number 11.
Verse 11. And thou shalt rejoice before Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Thou sons and thou daughters and thou manservants and thou maidservants and the Levites that is within thy gates and the strangers and the fatherless and the widows that are among you in the place which Yahuwah has chosen to place his name there.
So what else got to be there?
Everybody.
Yeah, but he said it's something. It's a word there too. When you're going to, if you go keep the feast day for Yahuwah, mm-hmm. He said, what has to be there in that last verse?
The name,
the four letters. So you gotta have the four letters there too. Or how you keeping the feast day? If the four letter man name ain't there, Then how's you keeping the feast day? So that's something we gotta always keep in mind. Now we're coming back over to you, Brother Nehemiah. Where you left off at? Yeah. Hallelujah, bro. You read all the way down to 1601? Okay, well, hallelujah, boy. All right, so let's go back and let's find out how long this feast day is. Pick it up at verse 56.
Verse 4 and 56. And so they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days and offered burnt offerings with gladness and sacrifice, the sacrifice of deliverance and praise.
So how long they kept this feast for?
8 days.
So this is the 8-day feast. That's what's going on right now. This feast of dedication is for 8 days. And that's what we got to make sure we got that down packed. So, well, he compared it to something. But he also said, he said it's for 8 days. So we come back around to that one.
Yeah, he can bring it out the far way that, it's compared to a 40-day that from Nehemiah, from the guy. Bring up the problem, preach that. This dedication is compared, is
similar to what that we can read to them.
Verse 58. Thus was there buried. Yeah, 57. 57. A deck. Also, the forefront of the temple was crowned with gold and with shields, and the gates and the chambers they renewed and hanged doors upon them. 58. Thus was there very great gladness among the people, for that the reproach of the nation was put away. 59. Moreover, Judas and his brethren, with the whole congregation of Israel, was ordained. Now, the congregation of Israel ordained that the days of the dedication of the altar should be kept in their season from year to year by the space of 8 days, from the 25th day of the month of Casalu, with myrrh and gladness. 60. At that time, also they build up the Mount Judah with high walls and strong towers round about, lest the Gentiles should come and tread it down as they had done before. 61.
Right, I don't know if they read second.
Pick it up at verse number 10 down.
I mean, second that could be, pick it up at verse number 1 down to verse.
Chapter 10.
Pick it up at chapter 1 down in verse number 6. Back in Maccabees, chapter 10, verse 1 down in verse number 6. Mother D. F. Israel, how many are? 1 Kings, chapter 8. And pick it up around 64 down to 66.
16.
Yeah, that's what Mother D.F. is. We need you to start doing some reading, too, though. I'll do it. Well. 2 Maccabees chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. Now Maccabees and his company, the Yahweh guiding them, recovered the temple of and the city. 2. But the altars which the nations had built in the open street, also the temples they pulled down. 3. And having cleansed the temple, they made another altar, and striking stones, they took fire out of them, and offered a sacrifice after 2 years, and set forth incense and lights and showbread. 4. When that was done, they fell flat down and besought the Yahweh that they might come no more into such troubles, but if they sin any more against him, that he himself would chasten them with mercy and blasphemous and barbarous nations, and barbarous nations. 5. Now upon the same day that the strangers profaned the temple, on the very same day it was cleansed again, even the 25th day of the same month, which is Casalu. 6. And they kept 8 days of gladness, as in the feast of the tabernacles, remembering that not long before they had held the feast of the tabernacles when as they wandered in the mountains and dens like beasts. Verse 6. And they kept 8 days with gladness, as in the feast of the tabernacles, remembering that not long before they had held the feast of the tabernacles, when as they wandered in the mountains and dens like beasts.
So
the dedication is nothing similar to Christmas at all. It's compared to what?
The Feast of the Tabernacle.
Tabernacle, 7 days. It don't compare to Christmas at all.
Hallelujah, God.
Back to the leading teacher.
Hallelujah, God.
Now, Brother Nehemiah, let's go back and I just got down. Now, Mother D.F. is going to. Mother D.F. is better. Let's go read what he compared it to.
Okay.
Yeah. First Kings, chapter 8. Where is it?
Oh, the first verse?
Yeah, chapter 8, 54 down to, 54 down to 66.
Oh. 54. 1 Kings, chapter 8, verse 64 to 66. 64. The same day did the king house the middle of the court that was before the temple of Yahweh, for there he offered burnt offerings and meat offerings and the fat of the peace offering, because the basin brazen altar that was before Yahweh was too little to receive the burnt offering and meat offering. Was too little to receive the burnt offering and the meat offering and the fat of the peace offering. 65. And at that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him, a great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt before Yahweh 7 days, and 7 days, even 14 days. 66. On the eighth day, he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went unto their tent joyful and glad of mind for all the goodness that Yahweh had done for David his servant and for Israel his people.
All right, Brother Nehemiah, pick it back up. We left off at 1 o'clock. Let's roll. All right. Pick it back up.
First Kings chapter 8, verse 66. On the eighth day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went in unto their tent, joyful and glad of mind, for all the goodness that Yahweh had done for David his servant and for Israel, his people.
And Israel is his people, Brother Nehemiah. You know the precept, Brother Nehemiah. Israel is his people. Israel, you only have I known out of all the families of the earth. That's why we're keeping this dedication, because this is Yahweh, what he did, and we going to do it. We are who? His people, Israel. Over to Brother Nehemiah, come on.
Oh, what?
Oh, Brother Nehemiah, come on, Brother Nehemiah.
Nehemiah ain't in here still. I ain't be back.
I heard him.
Right.
Israel, your granddad, granddad, dear Israel.
Hallelujah. So now we know that the
tabernacle,
the dedication. We know that we know that 25th day of Kislev in the Hebrew calendar is known as December, the ninth month. We know that the Feast of Dedication has nothing to do with Christmas. Christmas has nothing to do with the Feast of Dedication. So we are clear, and I'm glad that I just found out about that. That's new to me. Because all my life I've been known, I was taught that Christmas was December 25th. And they told us all these lies. And I used to spread them lies too, but I didn't know. But now that I know the truth, I had to stop spreading those lies.
Hallelujah, bro.
Because when you don't know the truth, what would you do? You'll spread a lie. And then you got to make sure that you don't tell another lie to cover the one that you already told. And I'm grateful, you know, for this ministry that's teaching me, because today I can honestly say that I have big ears and a little mouth. When I first came here, I had a big mouth and little ears. So I realized I don't know everything. And I thank you, Yahuwah, for that. that they might come no more into such troubles, but if they sin any more against him, that he himself will chasten them with mercy, that they might not be delivered unto the blasphemous and barbarous nations. 5. Now upon the same day that the strangers profaned the temple, on the very same day it was cleansed again, even the 25th day of the same month, which is Kislev. 6. And they kept 8 days of gladness, as in the feast of the tabernacles, remembering that not long before they had held the feast of the tabernacles, when as they wandered in the mountains and dens like beasts.
So we do on the feast of dedication, and what is compared to that pagan Christmas? No, it's compared to the feast of tabernacles. So remember when they said, well, this day seemed like Christmas. No, 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 no. Christmas has nothing to do with this day. 2,000 years before he thought about Christmas. That's to them up and coming teachers come on.
Hallelujah. So we know that the feast of dedication was held on the 20th and 5 days of the month of Kislev, which is the 9th month, is a Hebrew calendar, which is December today. So December 25th is not Christmas, according to the scriptures. That's the feast of dedication. Hallelujah. And we have to know and keep the feast of dedication. We have to keep the feast of dedication 8 days.
What did you just read, Brother Mike?
2 Maccabees chapter 10, verses 1 through 6.
Verse 1. Now the days of David. I don't know why I say David. David, June 9th, that he should have died. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, verse 2, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Verse 3. And keep the charge of Yahweh, your Yahweh, to walk in his way, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whatsoever thou turnest thou
shalt. So we see that David was on his last days, and he had commissioned his son Solomon to reign in his stead. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, I go away of all the earth. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3.
In that all thou does and while thou Yahweh asked him, what is it that you
ask for it, and I shall give you. And Solomon said in verse 8 unto Yahuwah, you have showed great mercy to my father David and made me reign in his stead. Verse 9 says, and now, O Yahuwah, let your promise unto David my father be established. The same promise that you made to my father David, give me that same promise. And you made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Verse 10, give me wisdom and understanding and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people, for who can judge this thy people that is so great? Solomon didn't ask for revenge for his enemies. Solomon didn't ask for money. Like we were asked for money to go do this, to go do that, to go buy this, to go buy that. And because he didn't do that, he asked for an understanding mind to judge Yahuwah's people. And because he didn't ask for those things, Yahuwah gave it to him, because Solomon proved that he can be trusted, that if he got the money and got property that had in the day, his mind wouldn't turn to the world. Yeah, right now, but we know what happened. But that's why in the beginning, you know, he was commanded not to hang out with certain people. And that same thing applies to us. We cannot hang out with people who's not keeping these laws, statutes, and commandments. Because what they'll do, they'll change our mind from Yahuwah standards to the world standards. And he tells us that in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
Before you go to Romans, brother, let me give you a precept for what you're talking about. What Solomon asked for. It's in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 10. I'm going to read verse 7 to 11. We're going to read everything you just said. We're going to read. First Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. We'll read the 12. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. Verse 7 reads, and now, O Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, you have made your servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. First Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. Verse 7 reads.
Yes, right.
First Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 12. Verse 7 reads. And now, O Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, who has made your servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Verse 8. Your servant is in the midst of your people, which you have chosen, a great people, that cannot be numbered, nor accounted for multitude. Verse 9. Give therefore your servant an understanding mind to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this your so great a people? 10. In the speech, please the Yahuwah, that Solomon had asked this thing.
And that's what we have to do, hallelujah. Before we do anything, we have to, we should ask him for direction.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Write it down first. So you go to it, write it down first. So you will remember what book to go to. Write it down in your notes first. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Write it down first.
5 and 6.
Write it down on your paper first. Write it down.
P-R-O-V-E-R-B-S. Three, five, and six.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Yahuwah with all your mind, and lean not unto your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So if we trust him with everything we got, we have to trust him. Even when you can't see your way out of it, you got to trust him. But how can we trust who we can't see?
First Chronicles 28, verse 9. I'm going to start at verse 8. First Chronicles 28, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8.
First Chronicles
28. Verse 8 to 10.
That's how you be. Y'all watch this game. How you be strong. Just be show yourself a man. Let's talk about that.
First Chronicles 28, verses. You ain't correct me.
First Chronicles chapter 28. First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 8 to 10.
First
Chronicles 28, verse 8 to 10. Hallelujah.
Go to the book. Let it say.
Look. I remember you got to turn slow. You don't want to look at the page.
Wait. Don't look at the page.
First Chronicles 28, get up. I'm going to go.
Let's do it.
Okay, he's right there. Verse 28 right here, he's there. Now, First Chronicles, he did that already. But let you know you ain't paying attention, you ain't following along. Hallelujah, boy, I'm glad to be honest. First Chronicles, now you found. Come on, let's do it. First Chronicles 28.
Congregation of the Yahuwah and the audience of our Yahuwah.
Congregation is the family of Israel. Hallelujah.
And thank you for all the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, that you may possess this good land, possess this good land, and leave for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
So this is why we right in here now. Y'all see, that's why I got Tyler Hill. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to set this in y'all right now. I hope y'all paying attention and not joking, taking it serious. That's what I'm trying to do.
Earth man, and those, and you, Solomon, my son, know you, the Yahweh of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart.
With a perfect mind. So just how you be strong, you got to serve Yahweh with a perfect mind. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
With a perfect heart
and
willing.
And with
a willing mind.
So
you gotta be willing to do it.
You're not trying to force it to do nothing. Yeah.
You won't let them set up. For the Yahweh, searching all the
minds,
all the minds of the thought.
And understanding.
If you seek him.
No, you get some. And understand it.
And understand all the
imaginations
of the thought.
So wait, pause for a minute. So Yahweh said he understands everybody's imagination. You heard him. So that's why I want y'all to understand that. Keep going.
If you seek him, he will be found of thee. But if you forsake him, he will cast thee. Cast y'all forever.
Oh no, how long?
Forever.
So if you cast
them
off, he said he's
going to
do what?
Read
again.
He will cast you off forever.
Hallelujah,
verse 10.
Verse
10. Take heed now, for the Yahweh has
chosen you
to build a house for a sanctuary.
Be strong and do it. Now, talking about the spirit, that's, you know, that's well. First of all, go back to the beginning. Solomon had asked him for an understanding heart, an understanding mind. To judge Yahweh's people. And Yahweh came to him that night in his Solomon was laying in the bed. And Yahweh said to him, ask me, what's on your mind? Talk to me. And Solomon had acknowledged the fact that his father was great. Of the king. Now my father has made his transition. You chose me to lead your people. But I need help in doing this. I can't do this by myself. And that's when that Luke 12 and 12 comes into play. It says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you. And saying, oh, what you want to say. If we honest with ourselves and ask him before we jump out there and do something, then we avoid a lot of conflict. We avoid a lot of pitfalls. And that's when that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 come into play. Trust in God with all your might. Leading up to your understanding and all your ways acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. He won't direct your path because you don't trust him. You want to acknowledge him before you do something. You go ahead and do it because it looks good and feels good and it sounds good. And I found that to be true. No matter what I do, if I'm driving to the mall or to the grocery store, Yahweh, please bless me to the parking space where I ain't gotta walk. And as soon as we get there,
somebody just pulled out.
Like, look at y'all court.
Or even what I said when I come in at night. And I'm thinking the parking lot is full. I already asked him, let there be a parking space. And there'll be a parking space. It'll be reserved for me. But I don't want to park on the street. I park in the parking. So that's acknowledging him in all my ways. I'm acknowledging him. Because I trust him. So Solomon had asked him for an understanding heart to judge Yahweh's people. And then Solomon realized that he couldn't do this by himself, mother. He said, listen, I'm none but I'm only a child. I can't do this. And because he asked for an understanding heart, he didn't ask for revenge of his enemies. He didn't ask for fame and fortune. Yahweh trusted him with. Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Solomon had, as we would call, he had a mean wardrobe. This man, he had so much wardrobe that he could not wear the same tunic every day. He had enough clothes that'll last him at least 3 years and not wear the same thing. And Solomon was the wisest man. But before Yahweh trusted him with that, Yahweh commissioned him. He told him that if you do like your father David did, I got you and I got everybody after you. But if you go to my left and you don't do it, you don't keep my law, statute, and commandment, I'm going to get you. And that's the same thing applies to us. If we don't keep his law, statutes, and commandments, and we break the commandments, we are in sin. As 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Now let your sister read. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 4.
1 John chapter 3 and verse 4. Whoever committed sin
whosoever
committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law.
So transgression and transgressive. See, there's a shun and then there's a fit. That means the breaking. Whenever we sin, we have broke the commandment. No matter what it is. If you had a thought in your mind, that's sin. Because that thought gets placed into action. If it comes out of your mouth, if it's not glorifying Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son, it's sin.
That's
First Chronicles 28,
verse 19 and 20. All this said David, the Yahweh made me understand and write about his hand upon me, even all the works of his.
Proverbs 15, verse 3.
Okay, now, verse 2.
Proverbs.
Don't believe, you got to see.
reading all them posts on Facebook, do you be like that?
I don't know Facebook.
I didn't ask you that, Facebook. I said, when you TikTok. Read all them Facebook, on TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3.
That's be there.
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3. The eyes of Yahweh are in heart.
And where?
Heart in every place. The holy.
The evil.
The evil is the
good.
So the eyes of the Yahweh are where? In every place.
Every place. Even when you think you have.
Beholding the evil and the good.
Hallelujah. Okay, first Enoch is in first Enoch, chapter 20, verse 1 to 7.
So we know that, so you find it, we know that First Enoch.
Verse 6, Uriah Quell, one of the righteous angels
who is set over the spirit, who sins in the spirit. Verse 7, Gabriel, one of the righteous angels, who is over paradise and the serpent and the cherubim. Verse 8, Remael, one of the righteous angels, whom Yahweh set over those who rise.
So if we're when we're sinning, Yahweh doesn't see that.
Oh no, he see it.
Hallelujah.
Well, no, when I say
the angels,
they report
to him.
Hallelujah.
Right back down here.
Hallelujah.
That's powerful.
First Enoch.
Cast thy burden upon the Yahuwah, and he shall sustain you.
Hallelujah.
He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, Spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 25. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 25.
search the scriptures daily whether those things were so. We have to have a hunger for Yahuwah and Yahuwah's word. Very ready.
Ezra 8:3.
Can I pull out something after the pastor sees it and tell? This Ezra went up from Babylon as described, being very ready in the law of Moses that was given by the Yahuwah of Israel.
Revelation 1:3.
Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand.
Hallelujah.
So now you all are clear on why we're here? Are you all clear on that?
Yeah.
Why we're here?
What was the question? Why we're here?
I said, are you clear on why we're here?
Getting the word more? First. First Maccabees chapter 4.
Chislu is
equal to December on the 25th. And we're here for the feast of dedication. This has nothing to do with Christmas. Nothing to do with that. And who else kept the feast of dedication? Well, we can read. John chapter 10, verses 22.
John
chapter 10, verse 22. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23. John chapter 10, verse 22 and 23.
I know what that means.
John chapter 10, verse 22 through 23. Now, sorry, verse 22. The feast of dedication. The dedication, and it was winter. That's what we're doing right now. So that's what we're doing right now. We're doing the feast of dedication. And it's winter time, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Who else kept it? Verse 23.
And Yahweh walked in the temple and Solomon's porch. Solomon's porch.
Right. So Yahweh the son, he kept the feast of dedication. He was in the temple.
Right now.
But see, the world calls it a church.
But they're talking about a building.
So we're in the temple. And that's all we've been taught the feast of dedication. So again, this has December 25th has nothing to do with Christmas. Jeremiah chapter 10, 1 through 4.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step 1. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.